John 18:15-27. High priests and weak men, hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to read, write, share, and listen. I often tell people that it is good to take notes when you study the Bible and write down what you learn, what God is saying to you, and how you will put these into practice. Some people write a lot, but it is powerful even if a person writes only a few sentences. Writing down your thoughts helps to clarify what you are learning and what God is saying to you. Let's prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. It is written in 1 Samuel 16:7, man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. We will see in this study that the Jewish leaders and even Peter looked strong on the outside, but were very weak because their hearts had become hard and cold. They had a heart problem. Let's pray. Father, may our hearts be soft and responsive to you today. We confess that we are weak without you. Speak to our hearts today through your word, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 18:15-27, high priests and weak men. Let's start at verse 15. Simon Peter followed Jesus, as did another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest and entered in with Jesus into the court of the high priest. But Peter was standing at the door outside. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to her who kept the door and brought in Peter. Then the maid who kept the door said to Peter, "Are you one of those, one of this man's disciples?" He said, "I am not." Now the servants and the officers were standing there, having made a fire of coals, for it was cold. They were warming themselves. Peter was was with them, standing and warming himself. Meditation question: what do you think Peter was why do you think Peter was afraid to tell a servant girl that he knew Jesus? What was going on in Peter's heart? Peter was afraid of what people might do if they knew he was a follower of Jesus. Peter did not want anyone to know that he was a disciple of Jesus, because they could have arrested and killed him too. Peter was usually strong, confident, and opinionated, but in this situation, he was controlled by fear. What happened to Peter? He was willing to fight and even cut off the right ear of the high priest's servant, but now he was full of fear. He was warming his body around the fire, but his heart had become confused and cold. Jesus said in Matthew 5:8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." Somehow Peter's heart had become clouded, and he could not see how God was working in this situation. Like many of us, Peter gave in to his fears and denied that he even knew Jesus. Verse 19. The high priest therefore asked Jesus about his disciples and about his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where the Jews always meet. I said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who heard me what I said to them. Behold, they know the things which I said." Verse 22. When he had said these things, one of the officers standing by slapped Jesus with his hand, saying, "Do you answer the high priest like that?" Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, testify of the evil. But if well, why do you beat me?" Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Meditation question: why do you think Annas did not question people who had heard Jesus speak and teach? How did Jesus' questions reveal Annas's hard heart? Annas was called the high priest in verse 19 But in verse 24, it says, Anna sent Jesus to Caiaphas, the high priest. This seems confusing, but there is an explanation. The high priest held his office for life according to Jewish law. However, the Roman Empire governed Israel, allowing its religious system to remain in place. They sometimes displaced high priests they did not like and replaced them with people they did like. That is why at the time of Jesus' arrest, Caiaphas was the high priest appointed by the Romans, but the people recognized Annas as the high priest. Caiaphas was the son-in-law of Annas. When Jesus was arrested, they took him first to Annas, who questioned Jesus, as recorded in verses 19 to 24. In a fair trial, the authorities present their charges and ask witnesses to corroborate those charges. Annas, however, did not accuse Jesus of any crimes, but started by asking Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. Jesus calmly said, "Well, ask them." He said, "I have spoken openly in public, in synagogues, in the temple, in places where the Jews gathered. I said nothing in secret. Why ask me? Ask the people who heard what I said." One of the officers slapped Jesus and in effect said, "You cannot talk to the high priest like that." Again, Caiaphas was the official high priest, but the people recognized Annas as the high priest. Jesus answered, "If I had said something wrong, tell me what it is. But if I have said nothing wrong, why beat me?" After this exchange, Annas sent Jesus to Caiaphas, the Roman-appointed high priest. Annas was completely hard-hearted. He had no intention of having a fair trial, of seeking justice, or of trying to please God. He only wanted to kill and condemn Jesus. Verse 25. Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. They said, therefore, to him, "Aren't you also one of his disciples?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest, being a relative of him whose ear Peter cut off, said, "Didn't I see you in the garden with him?" Peter therefore denied it again, and immediately the rooster crowed. Meditation question. Why do you think Peter was brave enough to cut off someone's ear with his sword, but later he was afraid and denied he knew Jesus three times? Verses 25 to 27 record Peter's second and third denials. As he was warming himself, someone asked, "You are one of his disciples, aren't you?" Peter said, "I am not." Peter had already lied once. It is always easier to lie the second time. Then a relative of the man whose ear Peter cut off said, "Didn't I see you in the garden with Jesus?" If this man knew it was Peter who cut off his relative's ear, he would have surely cried out to everyone there and had Peter arrested. Peter denied that he was with Jesus again. Then the rooster crowed. I'm sure Peter felt ashamed, defeated, and guilty. Before this, Peter appeared to be very self-confident, to be a very self-confident, strong man. I imagine Peter to be like men in the movies who get into fights and beat up their opponents. Peter talked loudly and swore to follow Jesus no matter what happened. Peter was like many men today. They look strong on the outside, but are weak on the inside. Many men think they are strong if they get angry, use many curse words, and attempt to boss others around. Many men in movies and on TV act like this. However, their behavior is not strong or mature. It is childish and weak. A truly strong man is brave enough on the inside to do what is right, no matter what the cost. Truly strong men do not express their anger quickly and are not controlled by pride or fear. They can stand up for their values and stand against wrongdoing. Peter talked loudly and looked strong, but was controlled by fear. He used his sword in the strength of his flesh, but his heart was filled with fear. Peter was not yet strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. True strength and character are found in the Lord, not in ourselves. How could the Jewish judicial system have condemned the Son of God? It was unfair and unjust because the hearts of the Jewish leaders were hard-hearted and evil. They hated Jesus and wanted to put him to death. Nevertheless, this all happened according to God's plan. Jesus was condemned for us who are guilty. The righteous one was judged for sinners so that we could be made righteous. Men today are no different than Annas, Caiaphas, and Peter. They are proud, boastful, and look strong, but are weak on the inside. Annas and Caiaphas are referred to as high priests in these verses. Fortunately for us all, there was another high priest in this story. Jesus is our high priest forever. He paid the price for our sins and can help us in our weaknesses, as it is written in Hebrews 2, 15 and 16. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Jesus loved Peter and forgave him. Peter became a great leader and man of God, not because he was strong, but because he had a high priest who helped him with his failures and weaknesses because of his great mercy. Jesus also died for the evil people who put him on the cross. Some of them, like the Apostle Paul, came to faith in Jesus, were forgiven, and were transformed by his amazing grace. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for going to the cross for us. Thank you for being our high priest forever and understanding our problems, failures, and weaknesses. Like Peter, we are weak and fail in our own strength. We come to you today to find mercy and grace in our time of need.